From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June the 1st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal on the controversy surrounding the construction of a proposed diesel fuel filling station along Route 23 in Windham, directly across from the Windham Path. The owner of the Crown Fuels is seeking approval from the town planning board for the project, which also includes a 3,200-square-foot equipment storage building, and he has accused the board of stonewalling the project for personal, not procedural reasons. Planning board chair Maureen Ann Chancellin denied the allegations. Crown Fuel owner David Shalowski has already relocated to the site home heating oil and propane tanks used in his delivery business. He was forced to relocate from a flood-prone property located between Maplecrest and Hensonville. The next phase of the development requires an additional site plan review. Planning board members say one that has been prolonged by the change in engineers and complicated by U.S. Department of Environmental Protection oversight. And concerns have been raised by residents that the business will negatively impact the path, a popular walking and biking trail. Public hearings on the diesel station and Shalowski's other project, a 65-acre, 10-lot residential housing development called East View, will continue on Thursday, June 2nd at the town hall in Hensonville. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Daily Freeman is reporting for the fourth consecutive year that the Mountainside Residential Care Center in Margaretville has been named a national leader in LGBT healthcare equality. The designation is based on patient and employee non-discrimination policies, equal visitation policies, and training for employees in LGBT patient-centered care. The Delaware County Medicare and Medicaid Certified Nursing Home received the honor from the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. The foundation is the educational arm of the county's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender civil rights organization. The foundation publishes a National Healthcare Equality Index annually. The national survey encourages equitable and inclusive care policies and practices for LGBT patients, visitors, and employees. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that chickens will return to the New York State Fairs this year. State Agricultural Commissioner Richard A. Ball announced on Tuesday, May the 31st, the end of the ban on all live fowl competitions and exhibits at the state fair and all county fairs statewide. The department issued the ban in May of 2015 to prevent the spread of the avian flu, which killed millions of birds across the country in 2014 and 2015, the worst outbreak of the virus in U.S. history. Ball said in a statement, and I quote, "Thanks to the cooperation of farmers, suppliers, distributors, and live bird markets, as well as the hard work of the department's Division of Animal Industry, the outbreak did not affect any birds in the state, and we look forward to their return at fairs this summer," end quote. In the year before the ban, approximately 1,200 poultry and pigeons were brought to the fair for various competitions and exhibits. The ban has also been lifted for all chartered county fairs and youth fairs. The Greene County Youth Fair this year will be held on July 28th through July 31st at Angelo Canatown Park in Cairo, and the Columbia County Fair will be held August 31st through September the 5th at the Chatham Fairgrounds. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Robert Gavin is reporting in the Times Union that after a judge ruled that the jury could hear a racist remark from former sheriff Jack Maher's successor, Patrick Russo, attorneys for the former police officer in Rensselaer County agreed to settle a federal discrimination lawsuit. Lieutenant James Karam's case against the county would have started on May 31st, but instead lawyers are meeting with the judge in the case to go over the settlement. Karam, who is Lebanese, was reportedly told by Russo that he, and I quote, should shave his goatee or he would be put back on the terrorist watch list, end quote. Karam's lawsuit alleges that Russo had, and I quote, made repeated references to Karam's ancestry during staff meetings, intentionally and or negligently subjecting plaintiff to ridicule, disparagement, degradation, and humiliation, end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that New York voters are telling pollsters that they will not vote for incumbent legislators if Albany does not pass an ethics reform. In recent weeks, leaders of both houses of the legislature from both parties were sentenced to prison on corruption charges. The governor has made one proposal on one issue that is not going anywhere in this session, but otherwise, no votes have been taken on ethics or transparency issues. In a Siena College poll released May 31st, 53% of voters say they are less likely to re-elect their lawmakers without new anti-corruption measures, though 32% say inaction wouldn't affect how they vote. And 48% say they are less likely to re-elect their state's lawmakers because the whole legislature is tainted with corruption. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capitol Confidential that the state attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, on May 31st, fired back after Donald Trump criticized him on May 27th for a civil lawsuit against Trump University. Schneiderman said, and I quote, "This is a hugely important case. If you look at the facts of this case, this shows someone who was absolutely shameless in his willingness to lie to people, to say whatever it took to induce them into his phony seminars," end quote. On May 27th, a California judge announced he will release internal Trump University documents relating to a case being heard in San Diego. Trump, while bullying the judge in that case from a campaign stage, also made fun of Schneiderman, calling him a, and I quote, "lightweight," end quote. Trump said, and I quote, "Obama meets with this dopey Eric Schneiderman," end quote, suggesting that Schneiderman, and I quote, "hates our governor, Andrew Cuomo," end quote, and wants to run for governor himself. He said, and I quote, "but I don't think it's going to happen. They go up to Syracuse, he meets with Obama, and they file a lawsuit," end quote. Schneiderman's 2013 civil lawsuit against Trump alleges students paid fees they didn't receive service for. Schneiderman has said that, yes, he got a $10,000 contribution from a firm involved in the case around the same time that Trump gave him $12,500, and said the judge's decision in California, May 27th, was correct. Schneiderman said, and I quote, "You're not allowed to protect the trade secrets of a three-card Monte game. You're not allowed to protect the trade secrets of conducting fraud, which is all the playbooks are," end quote.
WGXE's 2016 Spring Pledge Drive kicks off on June the 2nd, 2016. Help WGXE 90.7 FM raise $20,000 towards operating expenses to keep hands-on creative community radio alive and well in Greene and Columbia counties. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcasts and turnout for special events. Make a tax-deductible contribution online at wgxe.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 81 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. The chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 a.m. For Thursday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the first day of June 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.